phenomenal achievement from this Moroccan outfit. I don't think it's a fluke that they managed to overcome Spain, albeit on penalties, to advance to the final eight of the tournament. But what an achievement it is. I mean, we're talking about the final eight of the world's most prestigious football tournament, and Morocco are there. But it's a deliberate plan that this country has had for years now. They got themselves into a position in 2009 where they sat down and said, we need to start making a little more of our football. And they put together a plan that saw them launch everything from two women's professional leagues right the way through to upgrading facilities for clubs and having a national setup in Rabat, the capital city. What a remarkable academy and indeed practice facilities they have at the Mohammed VI complex. And all these things are starting to bear fruit now. I mean, Wydad Casablanca are the reigning African champions in the men's game. Royal Armed Forces are the reigning African champions in the women's game. Morocco's women's team have qualified for the FIFA Women's World Cup for the first time. Even the five-a-side football in at the Paralympic Games ended up medaling the last time around with a bronze medal for the first time in history. So what I'm saying is there's been a very deliberate attempt from Morocco to get themselves into a position where they can compete and be among the best in the world. Their world ranking has been steadily rising. They're just outside the world's top 20. And now they find themselves into the final eight and up against some tough competition in Portugal in the quarterfinals. But I tell you, I think the side has got a lot of confidence behind them. It's five games now in succession across World Cups that they have gone unbeaten, and four in this game, in this tournament, and they've never trailed in this tournament. They've only conceded one goal, and that was an own goal against Canada after they were already two goals in front. I think it's been a remarkable performance, and Walid Regragui, I know I'm carrying on a little bit about Morocco here, you could potentially hear the excitement, but Walid Regragui, this is a coach who was put in charge with less than 100 days to go to the World Cup, but somebody who had already won titles with Rabat, went over to Qatar, won title with Al Duhail, and then went on and won double Champions League and league honours with Wydad Casablanca. So he's definitely somebody who is well primed to take over the national team, and the players trust him. And he has turned things around logistically for Morocco as well. He's allowed the families to come and stay with the team in the World Cup facilities in Qatar. And it's just allowed the players to relax. It's about understanding your players and managing them as individuals, not just as players. And look at the results. You can't argue with them. It's not only Hakim Ziyech, who just about everybody talks about. It's the entire team, from development players like Nayef Aguerd, the defender, who's been one of the most outstanding players at this tournament. So absolute kudos to Morocco.